think it's kedai to mention two chidushim of the Rosh. Rosh as in Rabbeinu Oshim and Rabbi Chiyah. The Rishon, there's two very important Roshes here in the sugya of Perek HaShaleach, and I think it's kedai to mention both of them. The first is quoted by the Rosh Hashon, the Tor, right in the beginning of Hilchas Shemitah, which is a Chesha Mishpat, Simen Samach Zayin. The Tor brings that his father, the Rosh, had observed B'chayav as he was traveling, that there were a lot of kehilas of Yidden that weren't observing the laws of Shemitah's Ksofen. The Kosev Adoni Yobi Rosh Zechreinu Levracha, B'tshuva. So there was a land where people weren't observing the laws of Shemitah's Ksofen. So the Rosh responds to the Shoyal as follows. He says, that this is something that always wondered me. And I yelled about it for less than mashkechbi. And nobody cared and nobody listen to what it was that I was saying. Va'omru, and they said, ki kvar nagu kein ba'aretz hazois, v'i efshel l'shanes ha'minik. They said, what should I do? This is a minik, and there's no way to change it. Va'amarti. And the Rosh said that I said, minik kozeh, shu'laver al divrei Torah, u'lahoitzi momen shaloi kedin, ein leilei chacharav. I know there's something called minik Yisrael Torah, but a minik that violates a parshin the Torah of Shemitah's Ksofim, what kind of minik is that? V'amruli, and they told me and tried explaining what the yishuv of the minik was, and the Rosh says that I wasn't so happy about it, but at the same time, I decided that I'm going to recuse myself, I'm just going to stand on the side, I'm not going to be moicha, but at the same time, I'm not going to be moided to it as well. So the Torah quotes one excerpt of one of the writings of the Rosh, where the Rosh had observed that people were not observing the laws of Shvias, and it was something that bothered the Rosh very, very much, to the point that he said, "Vitzavachti kekruchia." He said, I yelled about it, v'les demashkechbi. And nobody was listening to what it was I said. One of these writings of the Rosh is in Shailos HaTshuvos HaRosh. It's Klal Shivim v'Shiva. It's Ois Beis. Just to read one excerpt, B'Lushoni Azov of the Rosh himself. Al dvar haShemitah, as it relates to Shemitah, shamateti yadi, pun intended, lichtoy beinyan Shemitah miyoyim ba'il aretz hazois. Said, I decided that I'm not going to write about Shemitah from the time that I came to this land. Ki dvarim rabim hayulim gedoyle yo'ir. Because I had a lot of dvarim with the gedoyle yo'ir. Madua eina mashmitim ksofim. Why are you not observing the laws of Shemitah's ksofim? Va'amru, and they told me, shekvar nagu kol aretz hazois shaloy lahashmet. Because the minik here is not to keep Shemitah. V'efshel levatel haminik shenagu ba'yamim rabim. And you can't be mevatel a minik that people have been observing. Ki harbe milveis yeshonois yeshna ba'aretz hazois. He says, not just that, but every single mortgage is going to suddenly go into default. You have no idea what's going to happen if we're going to impose something like this. It's not shaykh. Ve'hiviu le'raya, they brought a raya, mi minhagam, to their minik, mi yipui loshin shtoroseyem. From the nusach of the shtoros that they used to use, v'loi nisyashafti betaimam. But even though they showed me the nusach of their shtaris, I wasn't happy with what they showed me. However, said the Rosh, umatzasi hisnatzlus la'atzmi, al shmitas yadi, she'eneni m'sayr levatel minhagam. But then I was ma'ayin a little bit further, and I came up with a little bit of a hisnatzlus, meaning I was able to fend for myself why I wasn't being moicha even more. V'oimrani, and this is my ha'ara, to be miyashiv this minig, the efshir. Kivan shapashet haminig, shaloi lahashmet, being that the minig is that when it comes shmitas ksofim, the loan is mamish, oilam kimen hagei hoilech, v'hakol yoidin zeh, everybody knows that, meaning everyone knows that birashi askinon ki'ilu, everyone knows that we don't observe the laws of shmitas here. Havale ki'ilu hisna hamalve al menash shaloi tashmitenu shvias. It blives as if there was a tenai in the loan, where the malv and the loiv agreed that this loan is going to take place on the condition shaloi tashmiteni b'shvias. And if you do that, then already the loan is going to be okay. And really, the makar to that is the Gemara Masechtas Makis, prime real estate, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says if a malva lends a loiv money and he says, I'm doing it on the condition that Shemitah is not going to be Meshamet. What's the halacha? Is it good or is it not good? So the Gemara says, it depends. Did you say, Al-Menash Alei Tashmiteni Shvius? Or did you say, Al-Menash Alei Tashmiteni Bishvius? If you say, I want to have a loan, but I don't want the laws of Shemitah to have any governance over this loan, that's a Masa Mashakas about Torah, and the halacha is Tanai Bata. If, however, it's not a Tanai that Shvius shouldn't have the power and the capabilities over this loan. No, Shemitah could do whatever Shemitah could do. But I'm making a present like a Tanai with you. I'll lend you money on the condition that you're going to give me money after, however the Cheshbon's going to be, you give it B'Teris Matana, whatever. But the point is, we're doing it Al-Manas that you will be able to, you'll have a responsibility, you have a chayv of some sorts to pay me. So that, it's a Mefurish Gemara, is going to work. So said the Rosh, that I it bothered me tremendously, and I thought I should be Meicha, and everything that the Gedolei Yair told me, I wasn't masking to. But I looked into it a little bit more. Umatzasi his natzlus la'atzmi. Al shmitas yodish eneni misoyer levato menogam. And that is, that it could be, being that the minig is not to write a prosbul. The minig is to just violate the law of Shemitah's Ksofim. So it could be it's begeder al menash alei tashmiteni. And if someone makes a tenai al menash alei tashmiteni, as long as the language is done properly, the halacha is that Shvius is not meshamet alone, and maybe that is the yishuv to this minig, and that's why it's going to be okay. So we mentioned the Torah in the beginning of Simon Samach Zion. He brings this inyan from his father, the Rosh. And the truth is that the Ramah brings this minig as well, right in the beginning of Hilchas Shemitas Ksafen. Just to read the opening lines of Hilchas Shemitas Ksafen from the Mechaber and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says like this, Ein Shemitas Ksafen Noihagais Men Atayra, Ela Bezman Shai Yovel Noihag. The only time Shemitah is Noihag Midei Reis is when Yovel is Noihag. When we did Reis Seifrim, however, Midei Rabbanon Shei Shemitas Ksafen Noihagais Bezman Azab Echal Malka. But Midei Rabbanon Shemitas Ksafen is Noihag. This is Shitas Rebbe, that's mentioned in Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph, in Perakah Sheilech, who holds Shemitah Bezman Azeh is the Rabbanon, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That Shemitah Bezman Azeh is not Noihag Min HaToyra. However, Midei Reis Seifrim Shei Shemitas Ksafen Noihagais Bezman Azeh Bechal Malka. Says the Ramah, Kein Hu Askomas HaPoiskim. This is the sheet of the Paiskin. Avol Yesh Oimrim, there is a Yesh Oimrim, the ain't Shemitah Noyheges Bizman Azeh. That Shemitah is not Noyheges Bizman Azeh, Afilu Midirabon. The nearest, says the Ramah, She'aleyem Samchu B'medinois Eilu, She'ein Noyag in Din Shemitah Klau Bizman Azeh. And this is an old minik, says the Ramah. So Ramah says, I look around, nobody's been Goyrish Shemitah's Ksofen. And I know the Rosh wrote about this already in a tshuvah. And nobody listened to what the Rosh was saying. But the bottom line is that I think it could be that being soymich on a yesh oimrim that holds that shvius bezman azeh, not only is it not noyig b'day raisa, but shvius bezman azeh is not even noyig midrabon. This is a different pshat that the Rosh was saying. The Rosh himself in the tshuvah said that maybe the hisnatzlus is that it's begeder amenash loy tashmiteni. The Ramah's coming from a different angle. The Ramah said there's a yesh oimer that holds that shvius bezman azeh is only the rabbanon. Now the truth is, does that mean that when we say shvius bezman azeh is not even knowing the rabbanon, it means all shvius are only shmitas ksafim? The pashas is it's only shmitas ksafim. And the makar to it is a very, very stark makar. It's a sheet of one of the rishayim, Rabbeinu Zrachi Alevi, but he said a davar muzmer. He said that why is it that Shvius Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon? What's the Lashon HaMechaber? So we went through it a little bit better yesterday's da. But the Lashon HaMechaber, Ein Shmitois Ksofim Noyhagis Men HaToyra Elo Bizman Shehayoyvel Noyag. That means Shmitas Ksofim is totally in Yoyvel. Yoyvel is not Noyag today Midei Reis, it's also not Noyag Midei Rabbanon. So if Shmitas Ksofim is mitla toli v'koi in Yovel, so then it's ma'id mastaber to say that if there's no Yovel midrabanon, there should be no Shemitas Ksofim midrabanon either. But al kaponim, there is such a shita, it's a das yachid, it's a shita of Reb Zrachi Alevi, and the Ramah said that it could be, it's based on that, that to be noy. Then the Ramah gets involved in what exactly is the cheshbon of Shemitah, when is Shemitah? And really, this was also a very important akud in terms of understanding the different minhagim as related to Shemitah, and that's based on the fact that people weren't 100% sure when exactly Shemitah was. So it seems there was some confusion and some shaila somewhere along the way when exactly Shemitah was. In fact, the Ramah sorts it out. He says, "U'b'cheshbon shnas ha-shemitah nafa machloikis, v'ho'iker, she'shnas shin chof, the Shnat Shin Chav Zayin Hoysa Shmita, Vim Kane Yi Shnat Shin La Medalit Habal Lenu Latoiva Shmita Yiratin Shibana Besa Mikdosh, the Yachsiros Limlo Shmita, the Yovelis Kiyova Shilo Lefra. But the bottom line is there was a little bit of a confusion. The Beis Halevi and Chela Kimas Summit Aleph that we spoke out of yesterday's daf, he brings that there was some that wanted a taina based on the fact that we don't know when Shmita is, being that Shvius Bisman says the Rabbanon, and there's a suffix when Shvius is, so every Shvius maybe is a suffix to Rabbanon. And if every Shvius is a suffix to Rabbanon, so maybe you could say Sveiki the Rabbanon Lekulon. This year Shvius, maybe not. Next year Shvius, maybe not. And being that each Shvius is a suffix to Rabbanon, so maybe you could always say Sveiki the Rabbanon Lekulon. Beis Halevi Shtel Su, the famous Ran, in Perek Arbei Psachim. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that there's a mitzvah of Haseba, that Yidin Amikayim, they act like Bnei Chayrin by the Leil Haseder. During the Dalet Kaisis, you have to be Bahaseba. But the Gemara says only by two of the Dalet Kaisis. So the Gemara says, which two? So Amri Lo Lahai Gisa, Amri Lo Lahai Gisa. Some say the first two, and some say the last two. So the Gemara came out that Hashtu the Itmar Hachi, the Itmar Hachi, being that we have a Shtikl Makar, that it's the first two, and we have a Shtikl Makar, that it's the last two. So what's the Halacha? Idi the Idi by Haseba. So therefore, the Halacha is that all four Kaisis are going to end up having to have a Haseba. Freak the Ran, I don't understand. Haseba is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Dalet Kaisis is the mitzvah de Rabbanan. We're dealing here with Dine de Rabbanan. So if we're dealing with Dine de Rabbanan, you have a suffix. Is it the first two Kaisis that need Haseba? Or is it the second two Kaisis that need Haseba? So why do we say that in a case of suffix, idiv idibay Haseba? Fakir. We should say that in a case of suffix, none of them should need Haseba. And the Ran says two terutzim. One terutz the Ran says is, because being that it's not a grosser tircha to do it that way, so therefore you go the chomer. Even though sveik rabbanu lekula, but when there's no big tircha involved, you go the chomer. But then the Ran says a major lamdas. The Ran says that even though it's true sveik the rabbanu lekula, or bevenirali the al karchach bay lemevet aseva bekulu the in nezel lekula. Amai neko bahani tfei mihani v'ineko b'travayu hamiakr mitzvah haseva lagamri. So even though it's true sveikid rabbanu lekula, but if as a result of your sveikid rabbanu lekula you're going to be oikur a mitzvah lagamri, over there it's going to be different. So it's true sveikid rabbanu lekula, but not if you're being oikur a mitzvah lagamri. So the Beis Halevi shteltsu this round to this shayla, that if you're going to say that Shemitah is in Shin Lamed Dalet, so what do you want from me? Oh no, maybe it's in Shin Lamed Hey, so what do you want from me? So then you're going to end up not being observing Shemitah at all, and it's going to come out that Shemitah is Bata Lagamri, and therefore that's not going to be Saimachan. Again, that's all happening in that Murray de Geshtuka from the Beis Halevi. But the bottom line is, this is the first rush, and that is the rush was Ma'ira that Beshaita Yidin were being very, very makel in the Inyan of Shemitah's Ksofim. It was literally a mitzvah in the Torah that for whatever reason nobody was observing. And it was Sovach Kekruchya and nobody was Mashkiachinin. And the Rosh went to great lengths to try to be Miyash of this Minig. And what the Rosh came up with was that maybe the reason Yidin weren't observing the laws of Shemitah was based on the fact that being that no one kept it anyways, it's begeder amanash shaloi tashmitenu, which is something that works. That's a mafurish gemara makas daf gimel amid beis, and it was based on that they were doing that. The Ramon lake too, that maybe they're being soimich on the sheet of Reb Zrachi Alevi, the Baal Amar, who holds that being that Shemitah's Ksofim is totally in Yovel, and Yovel's not even knowing by the Rabbanon, so maybe Shemitah's Ksofim is also not knowing in the Rabbanon, and another sniff lahokel, maybe, again, Ayin Beis Alevi, is that could be they didn't know exactly what Shemitah was, and therefore being that Shvius Bismana says, anyways, only the Rabbanon, so becomes a gather of Sveik the Rabbanon, and becomes a gather of Sveik the Rabbanon, Sveik the Rabbanon. That's the first rush. The second rush is right here in Perek HaShaleach, Afenart. And that rush is discussing the Iker Parshan, the Torah, of Shemitah's Ksafim. So we mentioned that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Shemitah. You have the Parsha of Shemitah's Karga, and you have the Parsha of Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah's Karka, it's mentioned in the Torah Parshas Bahar. Sot Choloi Sizra, Becham Choloi Sizmar. Shemitah's Ksofim is mentioned in Mishnah Torah. It's one of the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Mishnah Torah. It's in Parshas Re'eh, and it's Negeya, outstanding laws. One of the big nafgaminas between Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofim is when exactly is the Shemitah Chal. Shemitah's Karka is the seventh year. So just like we rest on the seventh day in Eretz Yisrael, the land rests on the seventh year. Shemitah's Ksofim is not the seventh year, it's the end of the seventh year. The Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah. At the conclusion of the seventh year, that's when Shemitah's Ksofim goes into effect. So it's a very, very fundamental difference between these two parshias. Shemitah's Karka is the entire seventh year. It starts when? At the beginning of the year. It goes through the year, as opposed to Shemitah's Ksofim, that's something that goes into effect at the end of the year, meaning mamish, right when the eighth year is about to start, Miketz Sheva Shanim, that's when it's supposed to be Tasa Shemitah. The Makar to that is, I mean, we spoke it out in the Sugya, but the real Makar to it is the Gemara Masechtas Erechin, Tav Chof Ches Amid Beis, Ayin Shah, Miketz Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah means that it has to be at the end of the year. It's actually interesting that if you look at the Evin Ezra al Atayra on the word, Miketz, Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah, says the Evin Ezra, what does Miketz mean? Betchilas Hashon. What it means is the beginning of the year. In other words, the Evin Ezra, as a parshan, who's explaining Pshutai Shal Mikra, was very, very bothered. And that is, Miketz, Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah? It's not Miketz, Sheva Shonim. Everyone knows Shemitah is the beginning of the year. V'yeshloimar, said the Evin Ezra, that you have to say that the word Miketz means, over here, not the end of the year, but rather means Betchilas Hashon. The Ramban brings the Evin Ezra, and he's marchiv on the Evin Ezra. Then he asks on the Evin Ezra, but first he's marchiv. He says that this, that the Evin Ezra taich, the word miketz, to meaning tchilas hashana, he says, you shouldn't be so dishroken from this taich, because it actually has a plat. He says, because the word miketz, even though we traditionally think that means the end, it doesn't mean the end. What it means is the ends, the borders, from Kotza el hakotza, which means from the beginning to the end, or from the end to the beginning, from sea to shining sea. So just in terms of Pirush Hamilas, right, the daf started with the etymology of the word prosbul, so now what does the word miketz mean? Miketz doesn't mean the end, that's not what it means. It means one of the ends, and really it can mean the beginning also. But the Ramban has, at the end of the day, a problem with miketz in this pasuk meaning the beginning of the year, and he says, besides Keneged Chazal. Chazal said, that when is Shvius Meshamet, Shvius is Meshamet at the end of the year. So the bottom line is, Halacha Revachi B'Yisrael, everybody that learned today's daf knows this, but this is the Dover Pashat Adla Ma'oid, that Shemitah's Ksofim does not go into effect in the beginning of the year, but rather it goes into effect at the end of the year. Stating that, the Rosh in Perek HaShelech, and he says this twice, he says it in Simen Yud Ches, and he says it in Simen Chav, said a gewaldige, gewaldige chiddush. I'll read it from Simen Chav. Says the Rosh, v'had de'ein koisvim pruzbul b'shvius. This, that the halacha is, they don't write a pruzbul during the Shemitah year. Now, whoever heard of such a thing? This is the Rosh's chiddush. Right, the Rosh says a chiddush, and now he's explaining himself. This, that you don't write a pruzbul during the seventh year, afal pisha ena meshametes ala b'soifa, even though really Shvius is not meshamet until the end of the seventh year, miketz sheva shanim nir lefarish atam al pi amikrois. I think that pshat is just based on reading the psukim, because the pasuk says miketz sheva shanim tase shmita v'zed vara shmita shomed kobal mashe yodai. Mipashte dekroy yofina. Just from reading the pasuk, I think you learn the ain't Shvius meshametes ala b'soifa. That Shvius is only Meshamet at the end of the year. Kiddichsev, like the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim Tasa Shmita, Vizet Dvar HaShmita. She'enoi Ela B'soif HaSheva Shomoy Kobel Mashayad. So the Pasuk is clearly saying that when the Shmita goes into effect, it goes into effect at the end of the seventh year. Avol Miyad Kishehischilo Shnas HaShmita. But says the Rosh, here's the punchline, that as soon as the seventh year starts, Ein Bezdin Boitkin Lidvoy Shumchai. At that point, Beis Din is not going to get involved in making sure loyvis pay up their loans. The gamamalva ba'atzmoi ein loy ligos. The malv himself is not let to go after the loyva. Dichsev loyigos es achiv the esreiu ki korish mita lashem miyad shenichnas hashmit. So says the Rosh that I think there's two dinim in the parish of Shmita's Ksofim itself. There's miketz sheva shanim. And then there's what goes into effect, Kikara Shmita Lashem, as soon as Shmita actually starts. The loan becomes null and void at the end of the seventh year. As opposed to the Isser Lo Yigois, the lav that the Malva has to go collect his loan, that's something that goes into effect at the beginning of the seventh year. It says, this is the way you read the Pasuk. Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita, at the end of the seventh year, Zet Tasa Shmita. What does it mean, Tasa Shmita? Vizet Dvar HaShmita. This is what it means when I say Tasa Shmita. Vizet Dvar HaShmita. This is the deeper of the Shmita. Shavit Kol B'mashe Yodai Asheya Shebireyeyo. That any outstanding loan is null and void. Gamarnu, I don't owe you the money anymore. You take the money, you're a ganav. I don't owe you the money. Period. This is in the middle of a pasuk. Lo yigois es reyeyu ves achiv. In addition to that, there's a law in the Torah of lo yigois ki karash mitel Hashem. And when does that go into effect? As soon as it's karash mitel Hashem. When is it karash mitel Hashem? Says the Rosh, learn Parshas Bahar. That's the beginning of the seventh year. And being that that's the regular Shemitah, the law of lo yigois is going to go into effect right away. So there's a bezundera tasa Shemitah that's miked sheva shonim. But that tasa Shemitah is vezed vara Shemitah, that's the Shomai. That's all it is. It's the fact that the law is null and void. But even Parshas, Shemitah's ksofim atashaychis with the regular Shemitah. Because lo yigois es reyeyu ves achiv, ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem, as soon as it's the regular Shemitah, at that point there's already going to be a law in the Torah of lo yigois es reyeyu ves achiv. This is the Taichin the pasuk of the Rosh, but the chiddush lahalach of the Rosh is nifludig, and that is that Shemitah's ksofim goes into effect when? It's two dinim. Part of it goes into effect miked sheva shanim, but that's only vizet vara Shemitah shami kobal mashiyot. It's only one chelik of it. It's one din. It's one part, one component of Shemitah's ksofim. But there's another part of Shemitah's ksofim that goes into effect as soon as it's kikar Shemitah Hashem, which is the beginning of the seventh year, and that's lo yigois. Esrei Eyu the Es Achiv Kikara Shmita Lashem. The lav of Layigois, that's something that goes into effect right away. There's a very big nafkimina lahalacha that emerges from this rush. And the rush spoke it out himself. When do you write the prosbul? When are you supposed to write a prosbul? L'chura, you would think, you're supposed to write the prosbul at the end of the seventh year. And that's the minig Yisrael, to write the prosbul Erev Rosh Hashanah of the year that's the end of Shemitah. Because when does Shemitah's Ksofim happen? It happens Miketz, Mamish Baishkiya of Rosh Hashanah, Mamish, when you're about to start saying Hamelech, that's when Shemitah's Ksofim happens. So that's when you want the Prosbul to take place. According to the Rosh, there's an element of Shemitah's Ksofim that goes into effect already in the beginning of the seventh year. And if that's the case, in order to be able to be goyved alone during the seventh year and not violate this is the rice of lo yigois, what you would have no choice to do is you would have to write the prusbul already when? You would have to write the prusbul at the beginning of the seventh year. You'd have to write it erev Rosh Hashanah, not of the Shemitah year, of the sixth year leading into Shemitah. The emes is the tour. And Simon Samach Zion says as follows. He says, ve'ein kois ve'noisai. You want to write a prosbul, you can write it whenever you want. Elo ad soif shana shishis. Until the end of the sixth year. You have to make sure that you write it right before Shemitah. As soon as the seventh year starts. Even though Shemitah is really not going to be Meshamet for a whole nother year. But at that point, you already can't write the prosbul. You're already too late. And the reason it's already too late is because the Torah was going Beshitas Aviv Harash, who held that there's a second din in Shemitah. The second din is the lava lo yigos. And that goes into effect, kikar Shemitah Hashem, the beginning of the seventh year. And that's why you would have to write the principle already before the seventh year. And that is what the Torah says. If you look at the Beis Yosef says that even though the Torah, kidarke bakoidish, went in the derech of Avoysav, and he paskin like the Rosh is very big chiddish, he said, but there's no other Rishon that says this chiddish. He says, the Emes says, I looked around and I found one other Rishon, the Balo Itor, but he says that the Ramban, in one of his truvas, brings the Bala Itur and says that it was clear to him that the Bala Itur said this chiddish, that it could be Shemitah's Ksofim happens at the beginning of the year based on a Girsa Mishubeshes. So he says the only Tana de Messiah to the Rosh is this Bala Itur, who the Ramban was already made, said his Shita based on a toss. So says the Beis Yosef at the end of the day, even though the Rosh said that you're supposed to write the Prusbul before the seventh year, the Torah brings it. Rabbi says, L'chayre is a das yochen. If it's a das yochen, I don't think this is something you have to be chayish for. And L'shitasai, the Beis Yosef, in Shulchan Aruch, in Mechaber, in Simon Samach Zayin Seflam, it says, Ein shvius meshametes ksofim, elo besoifo. L'fichach, haloives chaveroi beshvius atzmo, but the bottom line is, it's mefurish in the Mechaber. He doesn't even bring the Rosh. And he says that when you write the prosbul, you can write it all the way until the end of the seventh year, because there is no element of Shemitah's Ksofim until Miked Sheva Shana. But either way, these were the two Chedushim of the Rosh. that I think was poshut, very, very nachutz, to come away with. The first is this inyan that the Torah brought b'shem Aviv HaRosh in the beginning of Siman Samach Zayin. The second is he brought it at the end of Siman Samach Zayin. The first is that the Rosh had observed that people were being very, very mekel in the inyan of Shemitas Ksofim. He was Sovach Kekruchiv, Aless the Ashkechbe, and he mamish went to great lengths to be misnatzel, the Minig Yisrael, and he decided that Shamatati Yodi, right? You can't forget that pun. He said that I'm going to be Mekayim my mitzvah Shemitah, and I'm not going to be Meicha, because if this is the Minig, then I'm going to be Miyashiv it. And he was Miyashiv the Minig based on the Gemara Masech Tzmakis Tav Gimel Amud Beis, that to the extent that no one is Geir Shemitah's Ksofim, so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because then it applies as if you made a Tanai, I'm Menash Leitah Shemitenu, and based on that you can go away. The second Chiddush of the Rosh is the Rosh in Perek HaSheleach, where the Rosh says that even though the Pasuk says Miketz Sheva Hashanah, not like Devin Ezra, Miketz Sheva Hashanah at the end of the seventh year, a Gemara Mefureshes, Abavli and Erichin Chavches Amud Beis, but there is an element of Shemitah's Ksofim that goes into effect in the beginning of the seventh year. So there's really this two Drachim Lefanenu right now in terms of how we can be mashlim this rabbi. One is the ktsois in the beginning, Sima Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. The other is a little bit lighter. We're going to take the lighter approach, and it's pashit lahashlamas ha'inyan ba'ufen nifla ad lema'oid, I believe, to what it is that we talked a little bit about last week. In fact, this is almost, dear we say, l'shem yichud part 4. So it's interesting. Both of these chedushim of the Rosh, both of them, literally, are mentioned in Tshuvas Chasam Sofers in a very, very interesting context. The first is mentioned, meaning the first of the Chidushim of the Rosh was mentioned in a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yotes. The context of this Tshuva, and Be'ez Hashem, this will be posted as a related Rebak, because we once went through the actual Tshuva when we were learning Masechta Schulin, was sent to the Chasam Sofer by a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So there was a Talmud that came up with a Chumrah. Most Schlachthoises, when they have Nevelos and Trefus, what do you do with it? You sell it to the Ein Yehudim, and like this, it doesn't go to total waste. And the Shoyl had a little bit of a problem based on a Gemara in Masechta Schulin and Eivim and Achai issue, and he wanted to be Mechadish, that maybe it's not so pashut. This is not something you should be able to do. He wrote a whole Sefer on it, and he sent it to his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, and he asked the Chasam Sofer, what does the Rebbe hold? Meaning, the minig in Klal Yisrael is that if you have an Avela, you have a Trefi, you sell it to the guy. But he held, based on a good lumdus, that maybe this is not something that's okay. So the Chasam Sofer writes back to Misfals. The Iker of the Tshuva is dealing with the merit of the Taina. At the end, he says that I'm going to attach to you something that I wrote on this inyan years ago. But the bottom line is this is the part that we need. He says, V'yanu b'yan, ki kosha ma'oy lishboy minig Yisrael afilu l'hakel. He says, it's very, very difficult to break a minig Yisrael. Meaning, even if the minig Yisrael is a kula, but it doesn't matter. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. Meaning, what do you want? You're telling me that all the schlachtoises for generations, that the minig always was, is that if you had a treifa, you had an avail, you went and you sold it to the guy. It's aser, based on the chap, whatever it is. But you can't do that. And said the Chasam Sofer, now I know that, ure'e kama hatriach harosh. Because look at what the Rosh did. Liyashev minig kula basiyas pruzbul bizman hazeh. Ayin tur choshevish bat simen samach zayin. He says, in fact, vashona hazois yishna shmita. He says, this year is a shmita year. Vani noyig la'atzmi lasas pruzbul erev Rosh Hashanah b'tzois Hashem. V'chein ro'isi rabboi say noychei nefesh noyakim. U'mikomokam loy rifreif echad ala minig. But at the same time, there was a minig where people, they didn't write pruzbuls like I'm going to do. But rather, they went ahead, they weren't goyer shmitas k'sofen. V'chein. And so why? Why would the Rosh have done that? Why would he have tried so hard, said the Chasam Sofer, to be Miyash of this minig? It's a minig like the Rosh started off, of Ivri Avera. So if it's a minig of Ivri Avera, why are we trying to be Miyash of such a minig? Says the Teret says, because it's very hard to break a minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael, Torah, Befrat, Be'ini, Chasam Sofer, was something that was very, very stark. And he says, you can't break such a minig. Said the Chasam Sofer, I'll tell you another mashal. V'chein kama torchu liyashiv minig heter b'chadosh lifnei yomer. Says there are people that are not makbid on chadosh. And there's so much rate, the bach, right? There's so much Torah on being miyashiv chadosh. V'akol liyashiv on minig. It's to be miyashiv a minig. Because if there was no minig, not to be noyig, in Akula as it relates to Chadash, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The Rosh would have never written his tshuva about somehow every long today is Amanasha Loitash Mitaina, where not for the fact that there was a minig. He wrote the tshuva to be Miyashiv a minig. And he says, all the Redach Sam Sofer, when it comes to Chadash, is all why. It's to be Miyashiv a minig. Let's just understand, be misplained in the oimik what the Sam Sofer is saying. You say a shtickle Torah, why? To be Miyashiv a Rambam, right? To be Miyashiv a Gemara, Miyashiv a Toisvis. We're saying a shtickle Torah. We're writing tshuvas. G'dayla yoylam are literally, they're breaking kulmasin to be miyashim min hagim. What's a minig? A minig is a bunch of yid and are doing the wrong thing. So what are we even discussing? What's this conversation about? What's this davar gadol? Kama kasha lishbar minig yisrael, because kama triach harosh liyashiv a minig. And look at chadash. These are two examples of minhagim that b'muscharishin have no havana in the world. But yet at the same time, they're minhagim. And because they're minhagim, there's an inyan. You have to be miyashiv the minig. Says the Chassam Sofer, umikol makim b'al nefesh yachash la'atzmai. When it comes to all these inyanim, even though it's true, you see that the gedolim worked very, very hard to be miyashiv and hagim. But when it comes to a b'al nefesh, he should be yachash la'atzmai. V'chein mili tuva. Ein lemaher lechadesh iser. And he goes, I hold as a klal that you should be very careful with mili tuva, a lot of different things. Don't go ahead to be mechadesh iser, mikolshkein heter, and certainly don't be mechadesh heterim, ki minig yisrael tayrehe. So if you see that yidin are being noyer kulas, don't be mechadesh isurim. And certainly if you see yidin are being noyer chumbres, don't be mechadesh kulas. The haklal, and the rule is, hachadesh asim in atayre b'chal makim. The hachadesh is asim in atayre, the hayashin umiyushin, mishubach mimeno. This excerpt right here in the Chassam Sofer said many times, but this is the most epic application of it. Why? Because what was the Chassam Sofer talking about? He was talking about the fact that people are noya kulis in two inyanim, in the inyan of Prozbul and in the inyan of Chadash. So the Chassam Sofer says that don't go ahead and try to tell people that you have to be machmir Chadash. You know why? Bachudash is usam and atayra, which is one of the great lines of all time. But the bottom line is that the Chassam Sofer took out of the first rush this inyan, and that is, you see the chshivus of a minute. That was the hergish that you take from the rush. The halacha from the rush is the halacha. Oh, but the hergish from the rush is the chshivus for a minig Yisrael. And that's what Chassam Sofer wrote to this Talmud, that you're coming up with this patent with eggs, ayin shom. But he says, your whole patent over here, he says, it's all going kineged a minig Yisrael, and you're going to be mechadish a chumra to all of a sudden decide that everyone's doing it wrong. Learn the rush in Hilchas Prozbul. That's what you should do. Look at the way the poiskim address the sugya of Chadash. You want to be machmer mekel Chadash, that's dine geshef. That's not what I'm saying. You should be machmer, the Chassam Sofer writes. But he says at the same time, take away the hergish, the sensitivity of what it means, minig Yisrael Torah, bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. This is where the Chassam Sofer quoted the first rush that we mentioned. The Chassam Sofer quotes the second one as well. And this is epic, ben benoy shal epic. The background is that last week, we started the week talking about the tshuva from the Rebbe Yehuda, Yerideya, Madura Kama, Simen Tzadik Gimel, where the Shoyl, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, Sosos of you, David Vais Bekever, he wrote a Shoyl to Rebbe Yehuda about the Nusach of Lashem Yichud. And Rebbe Yehuda wrote back to him, Ad Sha'ata Shoyal, Einin, you ask me questions on the Nusach, why don't you ask me a better question? Should you say the Lashem Yichud or not? And we spoke out the tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda and the Ber Maim Chaim, and from there we got involved in the Chassam Sofer's tshuva in the Rechaim Simen Tezva, which was written to a shoyl Avram Tzvi Katz, who apparently tried davening for the Yomid in a shtibel with a daven nusach svarad, and he was wearing a beged of tzemer, and they were meicha. And the Olam told him that you can't wear a beged of tzemer. Why can't you wear a beged of tzemer? Because there's always the possibility that there might be also a chut of pishton. If there is, a chui tovi benoz, which is Rosh Teva Satan, and there's a Chashash of Shatnez, and the Shlok, who the Shreitz and Shar Oisius, that the Levush of the Satan is a beggar of Shatnez, and that's why Shatnez is Oisius, Satan as, and based on that, he made a very, very big macha. And the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him, and the Chassam Sofer told him, he says, I'm not familiar with this, and number one, this whole Indian of Satan as, and that is a ma'ilim nusach svarad over nusach ashkenaz, and even though my rebbe's from nusach svarad, they both daven nusach svarad, that's only because the Arizal wrote his kavanas on nusach svarad, and the only reason he did that is because he was a svaradi. But the emes is, had he daven nusach ashkenaz, he would have written nusach ashkenaz. Oh, and by the way, if there would be a yid today that was able to be mechavet to all the kavanas that Arizal was mechavet to, and he daven nusach ashkenaz, he'd be able to write all the kavanas on nusach ashkenaz, or betzala koyim mi vilnas haskoma to the Vilna goyim, sidra, niglav, nisvet, tvarim, niflaim. Ad Lamoid. At the very, very end of this tshuva, the very, very end of this tshuva, the Chassam Sofer wrote one more thing to the Shaykh. And this is the part of the tshuva where he didn't speak out. Says the Chassam Sofer, Re'eze, Ro'isi b'minhagi mori agoyin, mar nosan ad l'zeich tzadik l'vrach. So I want to tell you something that I saw in the minhagim of Rav Nosan Ad. Shebi yontiv shal sukkis, an yontiv sukkis, lo'y kara l'levi l'misha oichu chadash. He wouldn't give the aliyah of Levi to a person that ate chadash. Ki be'oises man, during sukkis, kvar niktzu asa'oyrim, she'im chadash koydim a'oymer. There was already chadash that was floating around. V'ha Levi, kara l'fanav, the beis yontiv shal sukkis v'lechem v'kol yukam lo yisoychla. That's my yom hazeh adav yach. The oil of the Torah that gets Levi, he's going to read the pasuk in the Torah that mentions the iser chadash. V'zeh yivorech al haTorah, and Rav Nosan Adler held that this yid's going to get up and give a bracha v'yikaru l'fun of mikrazeh, and they're going to read this pasuk. The Shuv Yishtei is going to come home and he's going to make l'chaim on brofen. Sheikha v'yayin tzorof. V'yoychol pitei ha-mechumetz b'shimrei sheikha. Shal roif poiskim gam esman hazeh u'day reisa. So Rav Nosan Ad had a k'peda. He said, I saw this in the Minhag. That he wouldn't allow someone to have Levi in the event that he was someone that wasn't marked ben ha-chadosh. So says the Chassam Sofer to Mar Avram Tzvi Katz. U'kib yoytze b'zeh hasht. Says, I'm going to tell you like this. This year is Shnas HaShemitah. It's a Shemitah year. Einoi roi likreis b'toyro lo yigreis esreyeyo. I don't think you should give the aliyah of lo yigreis esreyeyo l'misha loy also pruzbul erev Rosh Hashanah ha'avar b'knisas ha'shmita. To any person that didn't make pruzbul erev the seventh year. V'gam yasa pruzbul erev Rosh Hashanah ba'al leinu l'toy v'b'yitziyasa. And also make sure that before you give away the aliyah of lo yigreis, that this person that's going to be Oyla Torah is somebody that's going to make a prosbul in the beginning of the eighth year as well. What's AC? They call a poiskim a chalukim. To be yaitza all the poiskim, ayin chayshim mish betzim and samach zayin. And what would you see if you ayin chayshim mish betzim and samach zayin? You see the Rosh. That there's an Indian that could be that you already have to make the prosbul before the seventh year. All the poiskim hold before the eighth year. The Rosh hold before the seventh year. So what's AC? Call a poiskim. You should do it in both. Uki yaitza be'elu said the chsam soifer, roi lechsidim lizar. This is something that you should be nizar in. But to daven in a beged semer ain lachish ledvarim. That's not something you should listen to. Unless you're going to explain to me a little bit better the soydis of a beged semer and nusach svar, oz oidalo emes, imhu emes. Misha shmoy emes, yoyreni derech yivkor ve'echten bebracha, moisha katan soifa mi Frankfurt demai. This is the way the Chassam Sofer ended this tshuva. So, ma'inyin shmita itzel harsina. Pun intended. There's a Meir Degoimek over here. This is what's happening in this Tshuva. It's Pashat Adam Oida. I discussed this with the Moshe Shlomiak. It's Pashat. This is what's happening over here in this Tshuva. And really, you have to know another Tshuva. And this Tshuva is also in Shailos Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. This is a Chosha Mishpat. It's Simen Nun. There was a Shoyal that asked the Chassam Sofer a Shaila. He wanted to know if he should write a Pruzbul Erev Shemitah. That was the Shailos. Erev the seventh year. He wants to write a Pruzbul. Why does he want to write a Pruzbul? Because he wants to be Chayish for the Rosh. So he wants to know if he should write a Pruzbul. So the Chassam Sofer writes back to him like this. Ano uvda yodana. I'll tell you a story. Shemoyer v'rabi. Hachos izeich tzadik levracha masa dvarov lefonai. V'chadi imi besoif shnas tofkuf mem dalid. Hanichnas v'tofkuf mem hei. Dahainu soif hashmita. I can tell you a story with my Rebbe. Who's Meiri v'Rabbi Achatzish Tzatzal? It's the Rav Nosan Adler. That my Rebbe Rav Nosan Adler, he was Mosad Lefonai, B'mili, it was in today's daf, you don't have to write the prosbul, you could say it Balpeh. He said over, and he did it in the year Tavkuf Mem Dalet that was going into Tavkuf Mem Hei, meaning at the end of Shemitah, Erev at the end of Shemitah. So my Rebbe was Noik to write a prosbul when? At the end of the Shemitah year. The Yodana, and the Chassam Sofer said, I know, shall I also prosbul besoif Tavkuf Mem Gim, that he did not make a prosbul at the end of the sixth year. You know, I know that because I didn't leave my Rebbe for 1 second to observe every single coming and going, every single move that the Rebbe did. So I know that my Rebbe Rav Nosan Adler, who was the chosid of the kahuna, who was the big tzaddik and mekubal v'chule v'chule, he wasn't makbet on this rush. He wasn't makbet to write a puzzle. I know when he wrote a puzzle, I was there. And I know for sure he didn't write a puzzle the first year, because even though saying that I didn't see something is not a raya, but by me it's a raya. Because I literally, and then the Chassam Sofer says, He says it's Pasha why he didn't do it. Because all it is the Rosh, and he makes a whole cheshbend about it, and it's based on a Girsa Mishubashas. And he says, Pasha, you have to be cheshbend. At the end, he says something very interesting. And he says, V'kivin shanuscha mutas, ein lanu, he says it's about the Rosh, lahamzi drashis bekrush, lehuskru b'shas. The whole Rosh was a mamish ha-shtikal tayr and a pasik. It was a drash and a pasik. Mamish, it felt like you're learning Yud Gimel Midrash ha-tayr and a drash. We don't have the places to do that. But either way, the Chassam Sofer writes mefurish. He told the Shoyl, don't be naiv. This is not a chumra. You should be naiv. You're not supposed to be naiv, this chumra. I'll tell you, my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler wasn't knowing this chumrah. What is he writing to Rabbi Avram Tzvi Katz in this tshuva? He's telling him, you want a chumrah, I'll give you a good chumrah. He says, when it comes to aliyah of the parish of Shemitah's Ksafim, do not give the aliyah to someone that wasn't knowing this chumrah. What's happening over here? He wrote mefurish to the shayl, don't take on this chumrah. He said Rav Nosson Adler didn't take on the chumrah. And now this is like a chumrah ben benoshel chumrah. Don't give the aliyah to someone that doesn't take on this chumrah. What's Pashab Shah? The teretz is, that is the nekuda. Hein, hein advarim. The kasha is the teretz. The Chassam Sofer was presented with a chumrah. The chumrah was, don't allow a yid to daven nusach svar if he's wearing a beggar chotzem. The Chassam Sofer said, I pashat, I know uvda lo yodana. I don't know anything about this chumrah. I pashat don't know what it means. Explain it to me, I'll be moida lemes. But in terms of understanding the chumrah, I don't understand. Now he says, you want to be machmer? I have no problem. And not just that, I'll give you an example of a chumrah that you should be machmer. And the example that he was giving him was a marshal that was doimed to the nimshal. It was a chumrah yisera ad lamaid. A chumrah that Hitaka wasn't knowing. A chumrah that the chassid shebekuna wasn't knowing. But at the same time, he says, I'll give you a mahalach, a blueprint. I'll be the architect for you so you understand you have avon and vas meta chumrah. A chumrah is something that has a makar in halacha. This is what the Chassam Sofer was telling him. So he said, you want a chumrah that has a makar in halacha? I'll give you a chumrah that has a makar in halacha. There's a shitas harash that says you're supposed to write two prosbols. It was the year of Shemitah. So that's why he's telling it to him. So he said, this year, you should be noyig this inyan. And said the Chassam Sofer, and the moshel's mamish the nimshel. Because this chumrah that the Oilam was being chayish for was, don't allow someone to daven for the Amir if he was wearing a beggar chotzemer. So he mamish went, mamish the moshe was doing it to the nimshal. Don't give someone an aliyah, right? Don't daven for the Amir, don't give someone an aliyah. Don't give somebody an aliyah in the event that this person is not chayish for this chumrah. The Chassam Sofer was lahedya telling him a chumrah that he didn't believe in. That was the whole point. You can ask a steer in the Chassam Sofer. Here, the Chassam Sofer tells him, don't give him an aliyah. The text, you have to go through the whole tshuva. You have to understand the context. You can't just take this one line of Chassam Sofer and ask of im toima v'yei shloima. But you have to tu'a darach the tshuva. That's what's happening in this tshuva. The yid is coming to him with a chumrah yaseira. Chassam Sofer said, I'm asking to hear it. And fakir, the v'chayim, the big tzaddikim wrote tshuvas to explain it. Good. But the point is, the Chassam Sofer said, you want to know my mahalach in chumras? I'll tell you my mahalach. My mahalach in chumras is, it has to be rooted in a dvar halacha. So if you want to say that in our Beis HaKnesses we have rules that people that don't take on chumras, so that's a hilchis Beis HaKnesses, so what's going to be the rule? That if you're wearing a beged shal tzemer, you can't daven for the Yomid because there's a chashash that might be pishton? You have a makar? You have a rishon that has such a chashash? Where's it coming from? And it doesn't have a makar, that it's not something that I'm asking to. Unless you explain it to me, then I'll be willing to accept it. But if you want to say a similar, I'm not going to give someone an aliyah. How are you going to allow a person to be, even though that chumrah, you have to know what's the makar to that halacha. Chassam Sofer is saying it in the name of his rabbi. But not to give someone an aliyah that's not chayish for the prusbul of the rosh, that I can hear. But the bottom line is, the two rushes that play themselves out very, very stark here in Perek HaShelech, in the sugyas of Shemitah's Ksafim, they play themselves out also in some of the drama here in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer in terms of understanding, not much understanding, but abyssal merit, the nan oimik, the mahalach, the holichyelech, of the Heiliger Chassam Sofer, a little bit of a hashlama to some of the raid that we spoke about last week. We will end here.